La 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 la. Back to the 80s. Ha ha ha! Hey, it's me. Let's go on a trip back to the 80s.
Welcome to Back to the 80s Radio, the show where we talk about the awesome memories that make us so darn nostalgic. It's not living in the past. It's just recognizing how sweet it was. And I want to thank you for joining us on another show. And of course, as always, we can't do this show alone. Because with us, as he is every time we get together, is a man that has been said to have been the very first member of the Bangles. He was seen one time in 1987 trying to sell illegal admissions to Chuck E. Cheese. But to us, here on Back to the 80s Radio, he's just known as the Wondrous Chang.
All right. Father Chang has now entered the room. Thank you all for attending service tonight. Welcome to another rendition of Back to the 80s Radio. It is an honor to sit in the same room and share the microphone with such a great Italian, such as Chef Boyardee, Father Guido Sarducci.
Oh,
anybody that was in the movie The Godfather.
Do you remember Father Guido Sarducci? You have some mortadella, you have some prosciutto, then you add that to a sandwich, and that's what we do today. For those of you listening for the very first time to this madness here at Back to the 80s Radio, I want to let you know that you haven't tuned into a podcast. Just because it's on a podcast platform, it doesn't mean it's a podcast. We're just wanting to let you know this is a radio show. Take us with you wherever you go. You can either catch us on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and everywhere else, Spotify. No matter how much we bash them, you can find us on K-Hits 92.5. Take us in the morning when you're driving to work, at night when you're going home, or at the wee hours of the morning. It doesn't matter.
We're like that unexpected child that you had, and you had to grow to love us and just take us everywhere you go and give us nurturing and feed us, and we'll give you a good time. Or we're like medication. We're good for you.
Speaking of good for you, I want to give a special shout-out to B.H. Tosh, who has been listening to K-Hits 92.5. We want to welcome you to the radio station and welcoming you to Back to the 80s Radio. We appreciate it. Can't thank you enough, and we hope you stick around, because what we try to do here is not create a podcast, but we try to create an experience of what 80s radio used to be. So don't forget it. Also, sending a virtual glass of red wine to an incredible entrepreneur, a go-getter who has slain the dragons in the business world. Cheers to you, Ida, and a big shout-out. Thanks for listening to Back to the 80s.
It's odd that you bring up the term slay the dragons.
Yes.
That's the way I used to look at stand-up comedy every show I did. I would have to go out there and look at the audience and my other fellow comics as dragons, and I had to slay them.
A big shout-out to Sandy Kay from A Breath of Fresh Air podcast. Sandy, you are phenomenal to interview.
Yo, and Sandy.
You guys are going to hear the interview next week, so stay tuned to Back to the 80s next week, where we're going to have A Breath of Fresh Air's host, Sandy Cave, direct from Australia. Every week, we usually give our shout-outs, but today, I specifically want to thank all the listeners from a few countries. One country specifically. Why? Because it's been coming up the ranks, and it's very important that we just thank them personally. The country that I wanted to mention is the Republic of Moldova, and all listeners to Back to the 80s there. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the Back to the 80s show. Everybody in the UK, we love you guys from the UK, and Germany, Australia, we love you, from Mexico, Puerto Rico, Japan, Italy, Argentina, and so on. Listen, if you guys want us, Toscano and Chang, and Back to the 80s, to go to your country, to your town, and broadcast a special show from there, let us know. We would, at the drop of the hat, you help us get over there, we will be over there.
You're listening to Back to the 80s.
Radio is so much different than it was in the 80s. We had it all. The music, the movies, the DJs, and morning shows. Back to the 80s Radio is a show from the 80s in podcast form. We bring the memories from that awesome decade back. Join Toscano and Chang every Friday as they take you on a ride back in time, sharing their experiences and laughs. Stop on by and discover some of the wacky things this crazy duo comes up with. They talk about it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly of the greatest decade. Don't miss the greatest 80s podcast in the world. Back to the 80s Radio.
And now, back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang.
Welcome back to Back to the 80s Radio. And this is the Chang. We are talking about 1987, the Billboard Top 100. Hits, but we're only going to do the top five. Before we get started, when me and Toscano are going to break out in the old mud and do some mud wrestling, let's talk over a couple of quick events that also happened in 1987. This is also of the rock and roll genre. January 3rd, 1987, Miss Aretha Franklin became the very first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Oh, yes. What do you think of that, my brother? Also, that's right, March, baby, on the 9th, the great band U2 releases their great album, Joshua Tree, which sold over 20 million copies. Oh, also, Michael Jackson busted out that release with, oh, yes, the follow-up, Bad, which was the great follow-up to the Mad Thriller. That thing hit 65 million copies, Toscano. I know I have mine. I know you've got yours. In 1987, January 1st, Guns N' Roses hits the streets running, despite anyone from that band throwing cigarette butts at my white Chuck Taylor Converse on Sunset Boulevard outside the Rainbow. It. Guns N' Roses topped off and assaulted and attacked with Appetite for Destruction. Although I didn't like the guy, the album and the one song, Sweet Child of Mine, it makes me smile and cry. That was the year and the month my daughter was born. And that song, Sweet Child of Mine, is very reminiscent of my beautiful daughter out there, Jasmine Chastity Chavez. Hi, baby.
Dance a big shout there. Out to Jasmine. Hey, so listen, the best movie in 1987 was The Last Emperor. Did you know that gasoline was only $1.89 a gallon? It was also the year that Disney agreed to create another Disneyland in France. It was also the year that very first time that people saw The Simpsons. It was the year that the stock market crashed on Monday, October 19th, dropping over 500 points, losing over 22%, being called Black Monday. And for gamers out there, it was the very first time people saw Final Fantasy, the video game on the Nintendo Entertainment System. And last but not least, a lot of people have this channel, this news channel, for their favorite news channel. Fox News debuted in 1987.
Oh, the demon of all airwaves.
And they say that CNN is the demon, but...
Everybody says, you say tomato, I say tomato, but let's all say, hey, either one, when they're left in the sun, they suck.
Hey, Chang, before we forget, she was an actress, she was a singer who starred with John Travolta in Grease, and that's Olivia Newton-John, who passed away recently. You know, we just wanted to pay tribute to her legacy.
You know what, man? She was, I'll always remember that movie Grease. My wife and my daughters used to watch it constantly in the 80s. Every time I heard her name, all I can say is, I've got chills, they're multiplying, and I'm losing control. Cause the power you're supplying, it's electrifying.
Thanks for coming back with Back to the 80s. If you're hearing us, we are talking about Billboard's top five of 1987. Afterwards, we are going to follow up with each one that's Toscano and Chang's list for our top five of 1987, going through 1980, 81, 82, all the way to now, 1987. Kind of doing it like a contest in a way. We're very competitive, And Chang, I'm really glad that you won 1981, 1982. You might have won 1983.
I won five of them.
But
you call me Clubber Lang, fool.
1987 was my favorite year of all, so I think you may lose again.
You are now going to take a dive into the Billboard written policy of their top 100 smash and crash tunes of that year. And these are the top five, starting off with Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now by Starship. First of all, Toscano, let me chime in. This band sucked balls once Grace Slick
decided to get whacked
out on drugs. And
just because you had an issue with him at a golf course.
No, 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 no. It was not Jefferson Starship.
It wasn't
You're
them?
Talking about REO Speedwagon.
Because you usually have an issue with every band, by the way. For those of you who don't know, Chang has had issues, and we're not talking little issues. We're talking fighting words. Fighting words with Axl from Guns N' Roses, REO Speedwagon, calling him who knows what name from other bands, and basically every band. He literally wants to fight everybody.
I'm not wanting to fight anyone in this band. I am merely saying once Gray Slick left Jefferson Airplane and they called themselves with Mr. Kantner, Starship, that to me said, you suck.
You know,
moving on to
Nothing's
Gonna
Stop Us Now received the nomination for Best Original Song at the 60th Academy Awards. That is a great song. Plus, it came out in the movie Mannequin. There, I said it.
There's another reason why it sucked, the movie Mannequin. Number four, with the late, great Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
That was a decent song.
Me. Now, that was a great song because
decent
everybody
song,
knows
yeah.
Whitney Houston.
I love her.
Was an ass-kicking gospel.
Well, yeah, but she didn't sing. Yeah, but she didn't sing
this
gospel.
This song was released. Yes, she did. She started off singing
no,
in the church.
You didn't let
Do
me finish.
History.
You didn't let me finish. I said she didn't sing gospel with this song. She just wasn't. So
no,
that's what I meant.
More pop. This was more pop song.
Exactly.
Okay, but she did start off singing in church gospel music. Moving on.
100%, yes.
This album came out on May 2nd, 1987 by Artesia Record. It was produced by Narada Michael Walden, written by George Merritt and Shannon Rubicam. The band Boy Meets Girl, who had the previous collaborated with Miss Houston on How Will I Know, another smash and grab hit by the late great Whitney Houston. Would you not say, Toscano, let's move on to number three, falling to this cat. Who is this guy? Gregory Abbott.
I'd never heard of him.
Shake You Down. The only good thing about this song is absolutely nothing. Let's jump on to number two.
Let's give him what he's due. He was certified platinum by the RIAA in 1986. It was his debut album from the album Shake You Down, Gregory Abbott. I'm sure a lot of people like him. I don't remember the song, for the love of me.
To me, it's irrelevant. Let's move on to number two. A great band, a rock and roll sister duo, Heart, fall to the pop culture and come with Alone, and it falls in at number two. Now, what do you think of Heart? I dig Heart because they're like a female Led Zeppelin, ass-kicking. They're both sisters. They're sexy. They're balls out. They're both chicks that'll kick your ass, break a bottle over your head, have a shot with you, and then take off because they have a better job than you. Right on to Heart.
Did you know that on their B-side of the Bad Animals album, they sang Barracuda live?
I did not know it was live, but that
yes.
is an ass-kicking song right there.
Great, great song.
That song peaked at number three in the UK singles chart in June, right? You knew that, right? And it also hit that album in the top five of the UK the same year, same month, baby.
Everything peaks higher and taller in the UK.
You know what? Let's take it up to number one.
Oh,
one of the
I love it.
Sexiest girls in a band, the Bangles, with Walk Like an Egyptian.
Susanna Hoffs.
This song, yes, gorgeous. Now, this band, you know, they jammed, but I don't know. They were always poppy to me. They were always kind of more sexy. They didn't get taken for a lot of respect, I thought, back then, because they were so cute and a lot of their songs were so poppy. But you got to give it to them, man. These chicks were balls out rock and roll, just like the Go-Go's. And the Bangles slamming it with Walk Like an Egyptian.
Yeah, from their album, Susanna Different Hall. Light was the album.
Let's take it out and we're going to take into a commercial break, and we are going to play some banging bangles. Back to the 80s radio. Let's all walk like an Egyptian by the bangles. Let's roll it, DJ.
Welcome back. This is the one and only Back to the 80s Radio. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to the show. This is where we introduce the 80s to a whole new generation. We are talking about the greatest hits from 1987. Chang, I've told you guys before, 1987, my favorite year. Let's go ahead and kick it off because we have a lot of songs to listen to today. Do you
want
to go first?
What were you doing in 1987?
Oh, me? Oh, what wasn't I doing in 1987? I was a young teenager. And I was just full of life, going everywhere, man. It was just, it was the greatest year of my life. I'll never forget. God. 1987. It's also a year that I got in trouble a lot. Mm-hmm. Great year to be in high school. So,
how old were you in 1987?
A freshman in high school.
1987.
I was 15 years old, my friend.
15. 1987, I was turning 20 to 21. I had become a father. In January of 1987.
Yeah, if I would have met you in 1987, you would have scared me.
Yeah, I probably would have scared you. I was probably a scary looking mother of a gun back then.
Yeah, you would have probably scared me, but I would have outran you. Anyway.
I wasn't the kind of guy that wore hairspray or spandex or tight leather pants or leg warmers, or I didn't hang out listening to Poison and Motley Crue. Or any type of a glam band. So, yeah, I was a scary looking band.
Yes, you were. How about I let you go ahead?
No, please.
Are you sure?
Please, yes. Arrogance.
What's the matter? Are you scared?
How about arrogance before intelligence? So by all means, please go.
Yeah.
All right, here
baby.
We go. You are going to love this. Chang, for my number five, it comes in number 32 from the album Broadcast from the band The Cutting Crew. And the song, I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight.
I the just debut, died in your
the
arms
debut single
tonight.
From the English pop rock band The Cutting Crew, released in July 1986.
I hated this song, that's right.
On Back to the 80s Radio. Don't pay any attention to the guy singing behind me.
I just died in your arms tonight. There must have been something you said. I just died in your arms tonight. I keep looking for something I can't get. Broken hearts lie all around me, and I don't see an easy way to get out of this. By the bedside table, the curtains are closed, the cat's in a cradle. Who would have thought that a boy like me could come to this? Oh, I just died in your arms tonight. It must have been something you said. I just died in your arms tonight. Oh.
That was "I Just Died in Your Arms" by the Cutting Crew on Back to the 80s Radio. The
words, just died in my studio listening to that crappy
you
song.
You did not. You love it. The words "I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight" allegedly came to Van Eed while he was having sex with his girlfriend. The French phrase "la petite mort," or "little death," being a metaphor for orgasm. Believe it or not, that was the inspiration for this song. And after writing down his version of the phrase, he later used it as the opening line to the song, as well as using it as the chorus. Now, that was news to me because I had no idea.
I had no idea either. That is news to me. That's very cute and nostalgic.
Isn't that cool?
Do you think French fries can 69? Oh!
You know what? I'm going to give you half a point just for that comment. It really made me laugh.
Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I will not
apologize. Probably the only point you're going to get tonight.
You know what? I'm going to get a point right here. You know why?
Wow. Hit me with your best shot.
My numero cinco falls in at number 59 by the late, great king of pop, Michael Jackson with "Bad." Back to the 80s Radio and K-Hits 92.5. But we keep the 80s vibe alive. What the hell was that?
I'm trying to kill a stupid fly. I'm trying to kill a stupid fly that keeps on going in the middle of the screen. I'm going to kill it right now. Hold on. Come here. Come here, little fly.
I got something good for you. Come on over.
Watch your mouth. I know you're clean.
All right, welcome back. Number five, Chang Bang, came in at number 59 with the late great king of pop, Mr. Michael Jackson. This song was busted out and released by Epic Records on September 7th of 1987. It was the second single from Jackson's seventh studio album of the same freaking name. The song was written and produced by Jackson himself and Mr. Quincy Jones. What do you think to getting your ass handed to you bad like?
Only on the fact that it was Michael Jackson.
Ha,
because you know how much I love Michael Jackson, and yes, pretty much anything he touches was gold. Although Chang did get 1 point, it's not the final.
Ooh.
No, you got 1 point.
I'll take your woman. Come with a real man.
My number four comes in at number 99 on the Billboard's Top 100.
Wow, from
the
that's album, really low.
From the I don't care. It's that was them. This is us.
Oh.
From the album Love and Adventure, the one and only Pseudo Echo, with a remake of the song Funky Town.
Thank you.
Back to the 80s radio. That was from the album Mouth to Mouth, from the single originally by Lips, Inc. This was Pseudo Echo, and it was an American disco song that was released originally in 1980 as a second single from their debut album Mouth to Mouth from 1979. This song was successful all over the world on all the charts, reaching the top spots in the U.S., West Germany, Canada, Australia, Switzerland, Norway, Netherlands, Australia, among others.
Oh, yes.
And this band comes along and gives it their own special touch. By the way, they did a great job.
Oh, man. Here we go. I'm going to go with number 82 from the former lead singer of Foreigner, Lou Gramm, with Midnight Blue. Who could never, ever forget the great voice of Lou Gramm of Foreigner right here at Back to the 80s Radio and K-Hits 92.5.
Ain't got no regrets. I ain't losing track of which way I'm going. I ain't gonna double back, no. Don't want no misplay. Put on no display. An angel know, but I know my way.
Oh, yeah.
you better come on the air and say it is a beautiful song.
All right.
Or I will be hurt. I will be hurt forever.
All right. Continue.
Are you ready to go?
No.
That song ass kicked so hard, it had you singing it. Therefore, that's another point for the Chang.
All right,
let's
look.
Let's hear it from my Changsters, Gangsters. If you want to be a member of the number one winning team of all these lists, brothers and sisters, then I urge you to write in to Back to the Ages Radio. Lou Graham just won another point, brother.
I am going to give it to you. Yes, you got that point. Fair and square. Lou Graham, what a voice. This is the one and only Back to the 80s. When we come back, there's more of Toscano and Chang's Back to the 80s Top 5 Greatest Hits of 1987.
Woo. Nobody has the movie I want.
Hey, if it's on video, Blockbuster probably has it. I mean, we have over 10,000 videos.
Wow.
I'll watch these fast and have them back tomorrow, I promise.
Relax. At Blockbuster, you can keep your videos for 3 evenings, so take home plenty. And use our 24-hour quick drop.
Do you have any children's videos?
Sure. Blockbuster's America's family video store. You know, we have more kids' videos than any place else. Hey, more movies, more nights, more fun.
Blockbuster Video. Wow. What a difference.
If it's popular, we do it. Totally awesome.
And now, back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang.
This is one and only Back to the 80s Radio. We are discussing the top five from 1987. I just got my butt handed to me by Chang with that Lou Graham song. I got to hand it to you. That was a great song. But Chang, it's not over till it's over. Because I can tell you that there is a song that was written by Bill Gibson, Sean Hopper, and Huey Lewis. Released in 1986 as the second single from the multi-platinum album 4. This is Huey Lewis and the News with Hip to Be Square.
I met that cat.
Really? Did you want to fight him too?
I want
is Back to the 80s Radio. That was Hip to Be Square by the one and only Huey Lewis and the News.
I'm afraid the whiskey you've been drinking is starting to penetrate your brain lobes, but no. I will say this. Your song did not beat my song.
Yes, it did. 100%.
No, please. You didn't. No. No. You know what? If I went to your house right now, I would find all the fictitious documents of proclaiming your victory and knowledge of music that you weren't supposed to take out of the music vault, but are hidden at your pad over in Mar-a-Lago.
Did you know, Chang, did you know that this song is referred to in the movie American Psycho with Christian Bale? This version came out in a particular scene right before Christian Bale is going to axe murder one of his co-workers.
Oh, great scene.
Great scene. Great song.
Great scene. Right on to the Batman.
All right, my friend, since I am winning so far, I'm going to let you go.
Are you ready? My number three, Chang Bang, out of the Billboard Top 100.
I can't wait.
List of 1987 will rack up the Chang for another point because I met the guitar player and partied with him and hung out with him at the Rainbow during the 80s. I am talking about the great Elvis Presley of rock and roll, punk rock, metal slang to it. Former lead singer of X, Billy Idol, who slammed in the Billboard Top 100 at number 64 with Got to Be a Lover.
Wow.
You are listening to Back to the 80s Radio.
Have I told you, baby, that I love you? If I didn't, darling, you see, I'm so sorry. Didn't I reach out and hold you in your loving arms? Well, if I didn't, baby, well, I'm so sorry. When I realize that you need love too, I'm gonna spend my life making love for you. Have mercy, forgot to be a lover, baby. Forgot to be a lover.
Love.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. I hear your cheers. Thank you.
Well, on that note, you're going to get a chance to come back, because after I take this point away from you, you're going to realize who is the king of choosing songs. Because my number two is from the one and only greatest rock band since the Beatles. The group is the one and only U2, and the song is With or Without You, from their album The Joshua Tree. K-Hits 92.5, and back to the one and only 80s radio.
Thank you.
That was U2 with or Without You, 1987. You know, Cheng, I got the privilege to go see U2 at the Joshua Tree Tour at the Los Angeles Coliseum. What a concert. I will never forget. That was just, it was, you know what? It was one of the highlights of my entire life.
You know, I saw a few bands at the Coliseum myself, and there's nothing as extravagant as watching a musical event of a great musical artist in such a dynamic form as the Coliseum, or a venue of that magnitude. Great pick. I got to hand it to you. That was a great pick. I'll give you half a point.
No, you got to give me a whole point, and specifically for this one bit of information. They are the only band that was nominated three times by Billboard on their top 100 list of 1987. Three times. Top that.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to top that because I'm going to slam you in the face with my number two. Are you ready for my number two?
You're going to do nothing of the sort, my friend, but go ahead.
My number two falls at number 23 with a great band out of Ireland. Oh. That is the second coming of the Beatles. Somewhat the motivation and vibration, spiritual soul in Bono incarnated from the late great John Lennon. And number 23 slams into the Chang Bang with something that falls to my heart because neither one of us still haven't found what we're looking for. You are listening to Back to the 80s Radio, and you are hanging and banging with Toscano and Chang at K-Hits 92.5. beating your ass so bad so far.
You know, I like the fact that I like the fact that in your old age that you're progressing into just completely forgetting about how wrong you are. I like that.
Wow. Now, I hope you're recording that because that is hurtful. And at the same time,
true.
I can only laugh at your barbaric statement because I truly am whooping your ass. Let me show you, paper champion. That's right. Italian stallion.
There'll be nothing of the sort, my friend. You're going to lose.
You're going to lose.
Ouch. You remember the first time you tried these games? Space Cadet. But with practice.
Captain Galaxy. And when you first tried Coke, I bet you said, no, thank you. But hey, let's try Coke again. Because once you got that new wave taste, you want to try it again, again, and again. Practice makes perfect. Catch the wave, the Coke.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Shadow Stevens, and you must listen to Back to the 80s Radio. It's the law.
Welcome back to Back to the 80s Radio and K-Hits 92.5. You're hanging with Toscano and Chang right here as we go through our top five personal favorites of the Billboard Top 100 Hits of 1987. And I just slammed a Rally Jelly sandwich right back at Tusky over the net with another song from the great U2 with I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. Toscano, your half a point immediately went away.
This is my number one song from 1987, and it was a re-recorded song that originally recorded from an album Saints and Sinners in 1982, and it's the Power Ballad that was re-recorded from their 1987 self-titled album, White Snake, the song Here I Go Again from the one and only White Snake, Back to the 80s Radio.
I hear this song every day.
Oh, must mean you love it. Okay.
I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I've been. Hanging on the promises and songs of yesterday. And I've made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time. Here I go.
Down the only road.
This is the one and only Back to the 80s Radio. That was Here I Go Again from Whitesnake, from the album Whitesnake. As I mentioned before, it was a re-recorded song from their 1982 album Saints and Sinners. This, Chang, is a song that when you hear it, you must your body, your brain automatically tells the rest of your body you need to raise the volume and let every single person hear this song by lead singer David Coverdale. What a song to get you, I mean, just pumped up. Here I Go Again. Not to mention, if you've seen the video, holy smokes. Why was that video so good and so cool, Chang?
You know, because he had the gorgeous late, great Tawny Kitaen. Very sad the way that she passed away. Her life carried on after that. Now, for anybody out there listening that was hoping to attend the Whitesnake Scorpions Adios Amigos tour, Whitesnake has just announced due to illnesses in the band, they are dropping out of that recent tour. Me and Mrs. Chang were hoping to go see them here in Fresno, California, but they just put on another band. I'll give those details on the next show.
Yeah, this was the best hair metal songs of all time. According to Rolling Stones, it hit number 9 on their list as the best hair metal song of all time. Number 9 on the Rolling Stone magazine. And you know what? I agree. Gosh dang it. I just won. I don't even need to give my bonus round.
No,
I won automatically.
Please.
One song,
you know,
beat
what?
All 5 of yours.
You know what? You can go ahead and suck lizard eggs for all I care, because that song was good, but I thought their version of In the Still of the Night was a better song and a more powerful rock and roll ballad of their magnitude over that song. Now, Toscano, are you about ready to say buenas noches?
It'll never happen because I still have my bonus round as well. So go ahead, my friend.
Chang has got the number 1 Chang bang of his 5. My number 1 rock and roll song falls into Genesis, falling it in number 40 with a song that is, oddly enough, something that we could possibly fit into today's realm of what's going on in life.
Thank you.
Good song.
You know this song.
Good song. Very good song. I like the video. It's kind of freaky with puppets.
Yes, I won.
No, you didn't. All right. Well, this will be the seal. I will seal my victory in gold. And the reason I'm going to seal my victory in gold, Chang, is because it's a song that has caused many, many, many women to want to unite themselves with the front man of this group. For some, including yourself, a pretty boy, pretty hair metal band. For others, a sincere rock band.
Got the wrong guy.
Their B-side was Never Say Goodbye from the album Slippery When Wet. John Bon Jovi, Wanted, Dead or Alive.
We're wasting away. Another place.
This is Back to the 80s Radio. That was one. Dead or Alive. It was written by Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora, and it was released March 3rd, 1987, as the album's third single, considered to be one of the band's signature songs. It is the theme song for the Discovery Channel's Deadliest Catch TV. It was also featured in the movies Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man, Scooby-Doo 2.
Crappy movie.
Monsters Unleashed, Wild Hogs. It's come out in The Sopranos, Miami Vice, The Vampire Diaries.
Wow.
It's come out in countless movies. I have one now.
My Native American name for you is one that sits at the bottom of the glass.
Really?
You, my friend, yes.
One Your who ass sits is at sitting the at the bottom of the glass?
You like that one?
I actually like it very, very much.
You know what my Indian name is?
Yeah, I do. It's man who believes in only himself, regardless of the facts. Yes.
My bonus track, because you already picked your bonus track.
This is going to be really good. I can't wait.
It falls in at number 92 with The Pretenders.
Oh.
Don't get me wrong. You are listening to the one and only Back to the 80s Radio.
I hate The Pretenders as much, or almost as much, as the B-52s and Rush.
Don't get me. I'm looking kind of dazzled. I see neon lights. Whenever you walk by, don't get me wrong. You say hello and I take a ride upon a sea where the mist.
You were back That was Don't Get Me Wrong by the legendary Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders. That was my bonus track from the Chang Bang.
You just lost.
Out of the top 100 Billboard smash and crash hits.
That song
of
sucked.
1987. The Pretenders.
That
the
was Pretenders?
Their first single taken off the group's 1986 album, Get Close. This album was released in 1987. And had at least 5 top chart hits. This song was inspired by John McEnroe. Everybody remembers the Bad Boy of Tennis. That is my smash-up hit, claiming victory, ass-kicking rock and roll for your soul, the Chang and the Pretenders. Pick up your ass and carry it on home. Because you
won 3 points out of the 5. Tonight. I won the rest.
Barbiturates.
No.
Is all that I get out of your mouth.
I won 5-3, and that's all that matters. By the way, the Pretenders? Really, the Pretenders? Ugh.
Yes, the Pretenders.
Ugh. They're just as bad as the B-52s.
Do some research.
When I hear the Pretenders, you know what? Look, Rush makes my ears bleed. The Pretenders makes me nauseous. Thank you for being with us. Everybody who loves the 80s. Join us next week when we go head-to-head once again in 1988, where Chang once again will most likely lose. Don't want to miss it. Have an amazing week. I want you to go out there and share the memories, the nostalgia, the 80s with everybody you see. This is Toscano. I love you all.
All right, everybody. This is the Chang. Before I release you to another Changtastic week, I want you all to remember you all matter. Everybody out there matters. Doesn't matter what you look like, what you have, and what you don't have. Go out there and put a smile on somebody's face. Share the show. Tell a friend. Keep this sensational show growing. Love you for listening. And remember, I bid you all an adios. Arrivederci. Sayonara. Hasta la vista. Hasta mañana. Hasta luego. To all my homegirls and homeboys and everybody across the land. Oh, orale! We're going to take you guys on a trip back to Sunset Boulevard. Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine, from the 1987 Appetite for Destruction album. This is the Chang bidding you all a good night.